I think I missed Bereishis. Bereishis and Noach we missed. So.
We didn't miss it.
Okay. Chazad. Okay. So Lech Chol, a little Chazor. There's one part that I like very much. I said it over. Sheva Brachas. I think it's a very Pashas Lech Chol. It's a very appropriate part with a lot of chizik. Vayayim Hashem al Avram Lech Chol Meyatzcha Mimeladetcha Mebeisavicha Laaretz Asher Ego. This is one of the Asaron Nisyonis, one of the ten Nisyonis that Avram Avinu had. It says, Rashi, Lech Lecha Lahana Oscha L'Tayv Oscha. For your pleasure, for your benefit. Because here you won't be Zeichet to children. If you leave, you'll be Zeichet to have children. Here, Avram didn't have money. You travel, you'll have money. You'll become famous, shame. So the traveling is Lahana Oscha L'Tayv Oscha. Poshut Taish of Rashi. However, there's a much deeper meaning behind Rashi. Say over the Maisa. Rav Nachman Shnoblo was Isaac in the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim. He was known to be Isaac in the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, redeeming Jewish people that were captured. And it came one day, Rav Nachman himself found himself on the other side. Someone had informed on him, and he had some trouble with the government, and he ended up sitting in jail. So they came to visit him, and they asked him, and they said, how could it be? You're Rav Nachman Shnoblo, you're Isaac your whole life and redeeming captives. How could it be that you are ending up being a captive yourself? It's not fair. It's not right. So Rav Nachman Shnoblo said to them, let me ask you a question. Vayayim Hashem al Avram, lech lecha mi'artzecha, mi'meladcha mi'meisavicha l'aretz asherecha. Hashem told Avram to travel, to leave behind his father's house, his birthplace, his land, and go to a land that I'll show you. Avram became the wandering Jew. Is it fair? Avram was the biggest machnas oirich that there was. Avram took people into his house. Avram took guests into his house. People came hungry. Avram fed. And Avram is now told to go and wander, become like a poor beggar wandering around until Hashem tells him where to go. Is it fair to Avram Avinu, the biggest machnas oirich, that he now suddenly is on the other side and he's wandering around and he has to depend upon others? Rashi even tells us that on the way back, after he finished with Mitzrayim, he paid up all his chayvis to the places that he stayed. Avram didn't have money on the way down to Mitzrayim. He had to live on credit. He had to borrow. Is it fair? How could it be that Bignas Machnas Ayrach ends up having to wander around? Elamai, the Teretz is that Hashem wanted Avram to grow in the midst of Hachnasas Archim. So Hashem wanted Avram to feel what it means to be an Ayrach, what it means to travel around, what it means to come hungry, what it means not to have money, what it means to have to rely on others. So this way, when a guest would come, Avram would now understand, even on a higher level, what it means for Machnas Ayrach. The whole purpose was to enhance Avram Avinu Achnos Asarchim. So too, said Rav Nachman Shnoblo, that's what happened here also. Hashem wants me to understand how a person feels when he's captured. So I should be Isaac with more kayach, and more diligently in the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim. So therefore, I was put here, so I should understand what it feels like, so now I'll be Isaac even better in the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim. Rashi says, Lech lecha, lahana oscha otayv oscha, for your benefit. The nesayim that Avram went through, the nesayim of Hachnasas Archim, was all for Avram's benefit, for Avram to grow from. Avram grew from the nesayim of Hachnasas Archim, lahana oscha otayv oscha. Because Rashi, whenever a person has an assignment in life, whenever a person has a challenge in life, it's always a hanoscho type oscho. All the nisyonis that a person has, all the challenges that a person has, is to grow from it, to make a person better. Even if a person excels in a mitzvah, it's to make him even better. It's all a hanoscho type oscho. It's for your benefit in the sense of mamoin, shame and bon. Fakek, there's a lesson here, that nisyonis in life, challenges in life, are a hanoscho type oscho, all for your benefit. A person grows from his nisyonis. Pasuk says, "V'yayim Hashem al Avram, lechecha me'artzecha u'mimeladcha mi'beisavicha lo'aretz asher ereka." Pasuk kasha on the pasuk is the pasuk's out of order. Hashem told Avram, "Travel from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's house." Which one does a person leave first? Person doesn't leave his land first. First, he leaves his father's house. Then he leaves his birthplace, the area of the city where he was born. Then he leaves the land. The pasuk should have said the order in reverse. Vayayim Hashem el Avram, lechecha mibeis avicha, umimeladcha, umeyartzecha. Leave your father's house, leave your birthplace, and leave your land. The pasuk seems to be out of order. You don't leave your land first and then your father's house. So the Mor v'Shemesh is a very nice insight. And he says, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Sheteva b'nei Adam, the nature of people is to be Mamshichim Acha b'nei Medinosoi. People follow the customs, the ways of the people of their country, of the Medina. Definitely a person follows the ways of his family, the place that he's born, and definitely, for sure, a person follows the customs, the ways of his mishpacha, the ways of his father's house, the house that he grew up, he was raised in. Hashem wanted Avraham Avinu to put that all behind him. Hashem wanted Avraham to put behind his father's house, to put behind him the place that he was born, to put behind him his land. Hashem wanted Avraham to become a tzaddik, a new person, put all behind all the riches of his father's house, all the riches of his birthplace, of his land. So Hashem first told Avraham, Lech lecha me'artzecha, go away from your land. It's easier for a person to leave the customs of his land than it is to leave the customs of his hometown, than the customs of his father's house, the ways of his father's house. So first Hashem told Avraham, Lech lecha me'artzecha. You want to grow? You want to become a greater person? The way is first, work on the easier thing first. First work on Artzecha. Try to get the land out of you. Once you rise in that Madrega and you're able to go away from your land and leave behind the customs and the evil ways of your land, now work on Meladcha. Now work on your birthplace. Now work on the place you were born. And leave behind the bad ways of Meladcha. And once you work on Meladcha and you're able to uproot the bad midas, the bad ways of the place you're born, work on Beis Avicha. And uproot the bad ways and the customs you learned from your father's house and start anew. But first Hashem told Avraham, start from Artzecha, which is easier to do. And once you accomplish step one, then work on Meladcha, step two, and then Beis Avicha. A person who wants to grow and rise from one level to another has to take one step at a time. Take the easiest step first. If you try to take the big step first, a person won't be successful. The motion to a ladder, a person who wants to climb a ladder, if he tries to reach the top step right away, he's not going to make it. Even if he jumps, he'll end up falling down. The only way to reach the top step, a person has to climb up one step at a time. He climbs one step at a time. Once he's standing on step one, he can rise to step two. He's standing on step two, he can rise to step three. The way to grow from one level to another is first me'artzecha, then me'beladcha, then me'besavicha. Ba'avarecha me'varechecha me'kalelecha ora. Hashem says to Avraham, I'll bench those that bench you, and those that are makal you, I will be makal or curse. And the fame, everybody has the kasha, the pasuk again seems to be out of order. By those that bless you, first it says, va'avarecha, I will bench those that bench you. Hashem says first, I will bench them. And by the klala, it says the other way, makal elcha, those that curse you, I will curse. It says first, those that curse you, then they'll receive the punishment, By bracha says, first I'll bench those that bench you. The pasuk seems to be not written in a uniform way. Klayoko says something very, very interesting. It says the Klayoko, a pasuk of Mishle, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Aleph. Ki ga'odom ma'ar chaylev, me'ashem ma'ane rosh. Sounds familiar from Rosh Hashanah davening. A person has ma'ar chaylev, thoughts of the heart, but Hashem arranges speech. The Klayach HaDibur, speech, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before a person speaks, a person has to think what he's going to say. Before a person is a bakasha, a person thinks what he's going to say. Va'avarcha mevarechecha. Hashem says already, I'll bench those that bench you. Even before they say the bracha, even before the mevarechecha, before they bench you, Hashem says va'avarcha, I'll already bench them. Since they already had the machshava to give you a bracha, they already had the intentions of giving you a bracha, for the machshava alone, they deserve schar, and therefore, va'avarcha, I will bench already those, even before mevarchecha, those that will bench you, because they deserve schar, for the machshava of benching you. That's by machshava toiva. Machshava toiva is mitzdarf l'maisa. Machshava ra, however, when a person has a bad machshava, it's not part of the maisa, until the person actually does the aveir itself. Only after the mekalel, then they deserve to be cursed. But before the mekalel, they don't deserve the call yet. Even though he had the machshava beforehand. Because by an avera doing something big, the machshava is not mitzdarif l'maisa, and they're not punished for the machshava without the maisa. So it's only after the mekalel aura will I curse you. Says the Klayako further. If that's true, that a Kadosh Baruch, that a person already has machshavas, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is yedeya machshavas. Hashem knows a person's machshava. What's the purpose of tefillah? Why do we have to say out the words when we daven? If Hashem knows what a person is thinking, what a person is going to ask for, what a person is going to say, why do we have to say out the words? Just the bakasha and thought alone should be enough. Says the Kli Yakar, just like a father wants to hear the voice of his child. When a child needs something, it's not enough that the father knows the child needs it. The father has a certain pleasure, a certain hanoah when a child asks him. When a child comes and the child asks, even though the father already knows beforehand what the child will ask for, what the child wants, but the father has a certain amount of hanoah by hearing the child's voice. Connection with the child. And he hears the voice of the child, and that's what he wants to hear. He says, that's the same with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Israel. We're children to Hashem. Hashem is our father. Hashem knows our thoughts. Hashem knows what we need, what we want. But Hashem wants to hear us ask. The same way a father wants to hear a child ask, enjoys the voice of a child, he connects to the child. Hashem wants to hear the voice of his children, to connect his children. That's the purpose of tefillah. The Gra gives another teretz in this kasha, why it says, V'avarecha mevarechecha, mekalelecha o'or. Says the Gra, because the bracha of an usher, a person who's wealthy, who has a lot, his bracha is given with a full heart. His bracha is worth more than the bracha of a poor person. A person who has a good life, when he gives a bracha, he means it more than a person with a bitter life, than an ani. And the opposite is true. A person who gives a klala, the more poor, the poorer the person is, the harder life he has, the more bitter the klala is, the harsher the klala is. Meila, v'avarcha mevarchecha. Hashem says, before they give you a bracha, I already bench them. So the bracha will be even greater. It will be a wealthy person giving you a bracha. It will be a person who has a good life giving you a bracha. So this bracha will be even greater. But when it comes to a klala, it's just the opposite. I'll be those that are mekalel you, only afterwards will I give them the klala. So when they gave you the klala, they're not so hard, not so bad off. They're not yet aniyim, they're not poor, they're not yet having a bitter life. So the klala won't be so bad. Only after mekalelecha, or we'll give them a klala. Imri noach chaysiyot, l'man yitavri ba'avurech, v'chaysa nafshi b'glolech. Sarah Avram and Sarah going down to Mitzrayim. Avram says to Sarah, Imri noach chaysiyot, please say you're my sister. So Pat, they should do good to me because of you, and I'll live because of you. And Rashi says, l'man yitavri ba'avurech, yitnu li matonois, they'll give me presents. They'll give me presents because of you, Sarah. Everybody has the kasha. Avram Avinu needs matanos. Soni matanos yichye. We see later by Sodom, the king of Sodom, when he offered him what legally was Avram's. Avram won the mechama. Legally, all the property of Sodom became his. Yet Avram refused to take mechut v'atzreich now. He won't take a thread, a shoelace. Avram didn't take anything at all. Suddenly here, he goes out to Mitzrayim in order to take presents. Okay, so this week, Rav Avi Yosef Zatzal was nifta. So I saw B'Shem Rav Avi Yosef a nice way of explaining this idea. And that is, he tells over a story. There's a Sefer Mishnas Chachomim on the Rambam. The Mechav of the Sefer Mishnas Chachomim became Rav in a certain city. A Rav, Rabbi. And Baruch Hashem, he had a wife who was very wealthy. He didn't need the money, he didn't need the parnasa. The city offered to pay him a salary for being the Rav. He refused the salary because he said, Baruch Hashem, he has. Let the money go to other use the city needs. He doesn't need a salary. However, in that city, there was a minig that every butcher in the town had to give the Rav one liter of meat, a certain measurement of meat every week. Every butcher had to give the Rav a certain amount of meat every week. And they figured, Nuhu be Michael on that also. He doesn't need it. He said he's absolutely not Michael on that. And every week he insists on every single butcher delivers to him this amount of meat. So his wife asked him, I don't understand. Salary that's worth much more. You're Michael on. You gave up. And a few pieces of meat every week you can't give up. Why are you insisting on the meat for? And he said, I'll tell you why. He said, I'm not doing it for myself. He said, I'm not doing it. I don't need it. I'm doing it for the next Rav, and the Rav after that. I don't need it. The next Rav in this city might be a person who needs the parnasa. He needs the salary. The salary I'm not worried about. It's a salary position. They'll pay me a salary. But if I stop taking the meat, the butchers are going to forget about it. They'll be in the habit of not giving the meat. And when the next rav comes along, this minhag somehow won't be revived, and the future generations won't have the meat. By my not taking it, I'm stealing, I'm holding back the meat from all the future rabbanim in this town. Therefore, I have to take the meat. So the Ravani Yosef, the same is true. We all know, Maisei Avos Simin Rabbanim. The Farshim bring down the actions of the Avos were Simin for the children. Avram's going down to Mitzrayim was a Simin, what would happen to his children in future generations. Avram went down to Mitzrayim, he left Canaan. Why did Avram leave Canaan? Because of a hunger. He went to Mitzrayim. What happened to Yaakov and the Shvatim? They left Canaan because of a hunger. They went down to Mitzrayim. Maisei Avos Simin Rabbanim. Sarah was taken away by Paroi. She was taken captive. The Yidden was, so to speak, taken captive by Paroi. Ferach, and they ended up working. They were avodim in Mitzrayim. Maisei Avos Simin Rabbanim. How did Avram leave Mitzrayim? Paroi told him, out. Paroi sent him out. How did the Yidden leave Mitzrayim? Paroi told him, middle of the night. Paroi sent them out in the middle of the night. Paroi went around. Where does Moshe live? Where does Aaron live? Paroi sent them out in the middle of the night. Maisei Avos Simin Rabbanim. Avram took matanos. Maisei Avos Simin Rabbanim. Ve'acharichein yetzu b'rechush gadol. Had Avram not taken the matanos, he'd be stealing from future generations. What Avram did had an effect on his children. Avram didn't need the presents for himself. Avram didn't need the presents. He only did it because Maisei Avos Simin Rabbanim. The matanos that he took were a simin for the ve'acharichein yetzu b'rechush gadol. Eads on Merval Yosef. It says in the pasuk, the manitav li ba'avurech. He said to Sarah, they'll do good to me because of you. Why did the Yidden go out of Mitzrayim? What does the Gemara say? Because Noshim Tzidkaniyos. Nigalu Avos said in Mitzrayim, because of the Noshim Tzidkaniyos. Our fathers were redeemed from Mitzrayim. Told Sarah Ba'avurech, it's all because of you. It's all because of the Noshim Tzidkaniyos. Ma'asi Avos Simin Rabbanim, because of the Noshim Tzidkaniyos, the Yidden was zayicha to go out of Mitzrayim. Later on in the parashah it says, Altira Avram, Hashem tells Avram, don't be afraid, I'll protect you, I'll watch over you, your schar is great. The Medrash brings down Avram Avinu Hayyari. Avram was very afraid. He said to Hashem, Yeradati L'kipshon Hesh, and went down into the furnace of fire, Nimrod threw Avram into the furnace, Dritzalti. Never saved. Nuchamti b'mechemes hamalachim. I fought against the kings, Dritzachti, and I won. So Avram said, maybe I received all of my schar, and I ran out, I used up all my schar in this world. So Hashem told him, Altir Avram, don't be afraid. Anochi Mogen Lach, I'll watch over you. You didn't lose any of your schusim. Schar chaha b'mu'oid. Your schar was great. The Dudno Magid is over a very nice marshal. It was once a fancy hotel, and only the rich people could afford to stay and eat in this hotel. The floors had beautiful carpets, beautiful paintings on the walls, beautiful chandeliers hanging. It was a beautiful hotel. Only the rich clientele could frequent this hotel. And people would walk by and look in the windows and see who's eating in the hotel, who's staying, and they would gossip about who the rich people are, who the poor people are. One day they walk by the hotel, they peek through, and they see one of the merchants of the city, a simple merchant, sitting there dining, eating by the table. And they're amazed. How can he afford to eat in this hotel? He's one of us. How can he afford to eat by this hotel? So they start gossiping among themselves. One of the waiters in the hotel overhears them talking. And he says, you think it's the first time he's here? This Seicher, he's here the whole month already. Every day, breakfast and supper, he's eating in this hotel. And they're amazed. It must be he's a rich man and we don't know about it. He's hiding something. How can he afford to eat in the hotel? A wise man walks by, a chacham walks by, and he says, that's Seicher. He's an Ani. They look at him, an Ani? Then how is he eating in the hotel? The chacham says, no. Right now he's an Asher. But believe me, if he keeps up this habit of eating in the hotel twice a day, he's going to become an Ani. To the Dino Magid, every one of us has chusim. We're Ashim. We have chusim for more than mitzvahs that we did. But we have to be careful to keep the chusim that we have. And not to waste it away on putting ourselves in the sakana, doing things that we shouldn't do, and losing this chusim that we have. Right now, we're Ashim. A person's not careful to watch this chusim that he has, watch the mitzvahs that he did, keep the mitzvahs that he had, then a person could lose it all. He becomes like the Oni. Altir Avram, Hashem said to Avram. But we have to worry, we might lose our chusim. A person has mitzvahs, a person has chusim, we have to make sure that we merit to keep this chusim and we merit to have Hashem watch over us. Torah protects a person, the Gemara brings down. Torah protects a person, some when he learns, some when he doesn't learn. The biggest chus a person can have is learning Torah. So let's talk about mechazik ourselves, continue learning, and together we should be zechus, see Mashiach, so came here, Amen.